And now some news from the world of sports. And there was some thrilling action in high school playoffs that went down on town meeting day, including a semifinal matchup between Rutland and Burlington in Division I boys hoops that went down to the wire and saw Rutland knocking off the defending state champs 41-38 at Patrick Gymnasium. Matt Lohman had 14 points to lead the Raiders. Noah Tyson made a key block in the closing seconds to preserve Rutland's lead. And now the Raiders will play in the finals for the first time since 2011, and they are looking to claim the program's first state championship in 50 years. To do it, though, they'll have to score another upset by beating top-seeded CVU, the Redhawks, who swept past Missisquoi 68-37 last night. Senior forward Walker Story was unstoppable for CVU, poured in 18 points, hauled down 16 rebounds in a double-double performance. CVU and Rutland will play for the Division I state title on Monday night. In the girls' Division I playoffs, number 4 Rice toppled 13th-seeded Mount Mansfield 70-42. Maddie McElroy led the Green Knights with 11 points in the win. Big night for Kelly Lagus, who scored 22 points in BFA St. Albans' 62-39 win over Brattleboro. In Division II play, Megan Domina recorded a double-double, 11 points, 10 rebounds, to power host BFA Fairfax past Virgins 56-36. Lake Region beat Bellows Falls 62-38. Alexis Smith led the way with 13 points. Shailen Mosher scored 11 of her 18 points in the second half as number 2 Linden beat Woodstock 60-30. Now, despite a game-high 17 points from Cassidy Button, Lamoille edged Milton 43-40. Izzy Sullivan scored 13 points to lead Lamoille to that win. Emma Carter was feeling it for Mount Abraham, finishing with 30 points to lead Mount Abe over Randolph 53-42. Emma Olmsted hit double digits with 11 points to lead U32 past Hartford 45-28. And to close out Division II play from last night, defending state champs Fairhaven beat Otter Valley 32-26. Adriana Dalto scored 14 points for Fairhaven. In Division III, top-seeded Windsor beat Twin Valley 59-26 behind 15 points from Ashley Wilcox. Riley Corrigan racked up the impressive double-double, 20 points, 16 rebounds, leading Winooski past Hazen 50-32 to make it to the quarterfinals. And Kaylee Chamberlain scored 12 points as Enosburg beat Peoples 45-27. To the ice now, where boys high school hockey semifinal playoffs were in action. And in Division I, Isaac Chaffee scored the go-ahead goal to lead BFA St. Albans past Champlain Valley 3-1. The Bob Whites are now moving on to the finals Thursday night at the Gut with a chance to defend their state title. They'll be skating against Spalding after the Crimson Tide beat South Burlington 4-1. Brad Romeo had 2 goals and an assist to get Spalding to its first title game in 7 years. In Division II, Alex Giroux scored a hat trick and North Country beat Hartford 6-3. Harwood doubled up Burn Burton 8-4, with Eli Rivers getting the hat trick for the Highlanders. And rounding out high school action, the Stowe girls and Harwood boys each captured their first high school alpine skiing championships on Tuesday at the Middlebury Snowball. To the pros and in the NHL, this Claude Julien coaching thing seems to be working out pretty well for the Montreal Canadiens. They're now winners of 6 in a row after beating the Vancouver Canucks 2-1 in overtime last night on a goal by Paul Byron. The New York Rangers beat the Florida Panthers 5-2. Henrik Lundqvist made 43 saves. The Toronto Maple Leafs and New York Islanders were also winners last night, and that puts a lot of heat on the Boston Bruins in the race to make the playoffs. The Bees get ready to skate against the Detroit Red Wings in Boston tonight. The Islanders are now just 1 point behind Boston, and the Leafs are just 2 back.